Every day of Chanukah, he goes to the Holech. Okay, so we see this time at the end of Shir to say Chumash, or maybe that will be wait for tonight. The Nusach of Al-Anisim, we know, is said on Chanukah and on Purim, and there's a striking difference between something that appears at the end of the Nusach in both cases. How does the Al-Anisim of Purim end? By describing the solos of Hezbon of Al-Aitz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you canceled their plans, Hiparatas Hatzoso, Kilkaltas Machshavto, and you made sure that everyone got punished, and therefore Haman and his children were hanged, which is really the story of Purim, and the happy ending of the story. We look at Al-Anisim of Chanukah, something interesting. First, we talk about what happened, and Masad Kibam Yad Chalashim, and so on. And then after the victory, which is, again, the happy ending of the story, when the Hashmonaim rededicated the Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't specifically mention the Nes of Pach Shemen, but Al Kol Panim, the story is described, and the rededication is described. Then there's another sentence that continues. That the Nusach of Al-Anisim in Chanukah goes on to actually mention the fact that they instituted the Yontif of Chanukah. And that's not something we find by Purim. It doesn't continue with and say by Purim that the Kabul, the day of Purim, the Mishnah Simcha. And here, the Nusach Al-Anisim in Chanukah, it actually mentions the Kviyas of the Yemei Chanukah. There are a lot of suggested answers which I've seen over the years. I want to share with you one of them. A very beautiful idea. I saw it in a couple of places. Rav Nebensal quotes it, B'Shem Hashem Zalman. I forget where I saw it quoted. And another sefer, I saw it also recently. Basically the same idea. The common denominator here is that the tefillah is emphasizing the poetic justice that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure to right the wrong and to thwart the agenda of the enemy. And the nekama, so to speak, of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is the idea of justice in the world. The Kama always means the sense of Kadosh Baruch Hu shows that ultimately what should be right is what ends up being right. And in both cases, that's the Nekuda that the Tefillah is coming to tell us. When it comes to Purim, we know that the whole purpose of the Gzeira was L'hash B'har L'abeh, to destroy, and part of what Haman sought to do was to take Mordechai and to hang Mordechai on the aids that he created on the gallows. And so therefore, the point of the tefillah is to say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you made sure that his agenda was thwarted, and therefore, rather than what he wanted to accomplish, what he wanted to do to hang Mordechai, the solos is but of Allah aids, and that's really the point that we end with. No need to mention the fact that Purim was instituted. That's a separate point, but that's not the thrust of the message of the tefillah. When it comes to Chanukah, however, the Kavush Shmonesmi Chanukah Elu is actually part of the message of the Pesumei Nisa, of the story of the Nekama, so to speak, that Kadosh Baruch Hu righted the wrong. Because the Yevanim's whole campaign was against Torah, was against mitzvahs, was in order Hashkicham Torah Secha, that we should not be able to exercise our free will to serve Kadosh Baruch Hu and to keep mitzvahs. So therefore, part of the message of the Al-Anisim is to say that as a result of our victory, what happened was not just that we rededicated the Beis HaMikdash and we had the Beis HaMikdash again, but more than that, we gain now, for all the generations to come, a new Yantif, a Yantif of Shmores Mechanukah Elu, Lehodu Sulahalel, that Dafka, they wanted Ashkicham Torsecha, and what do we have? We have now Mitzvah of Hadlokas HaNeros. We have a mitzvah of saying Hal every day. We have a bracha and Hallel, and we have brachas before Hadlokas HaNeros. So you can make a cheshbon of all the mitzvahs that now are lying within the Kavush Shmonis Mechanukah Elu. So this is exactly the point of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw to it that their agenda was Ashkicham Torah Secha, and Lehefech, it turned out that we got a new Yantif with all that comes with it, an opportunity to serve Hashem and to be Mahalel and to be Motiv to Kadosh Baruch Hu even more than was before.